The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. The Refreshment Club opens another round of music and song under the bright and mirthful guidance of Don McNeil. The Coca-Cola Bottling Company offers you this half hour of entertainment to refresh you and to remind you of the welcome refreshment of an ice cold bottle of Coca-Cola. Now the meeting begins. Order, please. Order, while we have the roll call. Clark Dennett.
Here.
Helen Jane Belkey.
Me too.
Walter Blaufus.
Present.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra. Hey! And Don McNeil.
Hello.
All here. Okay, Don, let's go.
Now let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Ah, good old ice cold Coca-Cola. All right, it's first call for refreshment by Walter Blaufus and Refreshmenteers and Crazy Rhythm. Clark, you look pretty fair today. How's that cold?
Oh, getting in shape, I think.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's well. You're coughing a little more in tune today. I like it. I think you're really getting places here.
Thank you.
Good thing Helen Jane and I didn't have to give you our famous cough remedy that we have.
Yeah, that's
oh,
a good
boy.
Thing.
Of course, if you're not coughing any better tomorrow, we'll give it to you anyway.
Want to be Helen Jane?
Yeah. All right. I don't feel so hot myself, Clark. I had a little tooth out last night.
You had a tooth out? Which one, Doc?
Well, I can't remember. Yeah. Funny thing, I went up there to the dentist's office to have it out and showed me a lot of pictures of how the tooth would look after it was pulled, you know?
Yeah.
What do you call those pictures?
You don't mean x-rays, do you?
No, previews of coming extractions.
Oh.
Well, Clark today is going to sing, in spite of the tooth gag, a lovely old song, one that you probably like to hear him sing. The Old Refrain.
When I am all alone and far away, I sing an old refrain, Duliay, for it recalls to me a bygone day. My song can bring me visions full of light and sweetest dreams throughout the darkest night. Of all that life can give, that song is best. I'll take it with me when I go to rest. And when at last my journey here is o'er, 'twill ring more joyfully than e'er before. For up to heaven I will take my lay. The angels too will sing the Ulysses.
The old refrain. Well, I guess that life is an end in itself, and the only question as to whether it's worth living, whether you've had enough of it, huh? The old refrain. All right, well, here we have solo time on the Refreshment Club, and there stands Ralph Smith, who still has the same shirt on he had on Monday. Or he has it on again. Your laundry does quick work, Ralph. You may have seen an Indian blanket, but next to Ralph's shirt, an Indian blanket looks like a carpenter's apron. Really? That is a shirt, Ralph. May I ask you where you got that?
Fell off the Christmas tree, Dad.
I see. This little thing you picked up under the Christmas tree, huh? Ralph, you know, is a fellow that has all those funny pets at home. He's got a pet parrot now, a new one. And when Ralph went to buy him, he said to the fellow, he said, "Are you sure this parrot can talk?" And the dealer said, "Can he talk?" He said, "Why, a woman's club sold him to me because none of the members could get in a word when they had him." So I think you got something there, Ralph. And Ralph is going to do a number for his parrot today on the xylophone. Back talk. Helen Jane Dalkey, about whom we've discovered several things. First of all, I discovered she's knitting Ted Wheeler a Scotch sweater.
Oh, what's that?
Well, it's very close knit. I thought that's what it probably was. And also, yesterday we discovered that Helen Jane is now a full-fledged teacher in a little nursery school here in Chicago. And I think that's very, very nice, Helen Jane.
Well, it certainly is a lot of fun, Dan.
Tell us some more about that. I don't know much about nursery schools. My progeny there at home, I haven't quite reached the age where I'm inquiring about those things yet, so tell me something about it. What do you do there?
Well, there are about 10 in the class I have, Don, and it's in the grandest sort of an environment for them. There's a nice little fireplace in the room and little chairs, and they sit around, and it's more or less of play hours for them. They have started this new thing that people are doing now where the children paint with their fingers instead of with a brush. They put the paint right on the fingers, and then that's supposed to be, it indicates what their likes and dislikes are, because they paint more naturally than with a brush.
Well, Tommy discovered that. He's got some on the walls that are just dandy.
Just simply, I suppose.
I don't quite get the idea. It's easier for the kids to handle their fingers than the brush, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And they are more natural. They draw things like one little girl there draws horses all the time, and she probably couldn't do it with a brush, but she can with her fingers. And they're pretty good, too.
See, that's all right, and... they don't really do any studying at the age of 3 or 5.
No, they don't. They just more or less we sort of try to train them in their play habits and things like that.
Kind of a juvenile coffee clutch sitting around there.
That's right.
That's all right.
There's one little girl down that she's taking quite a shine to you. I've told her about you a lot, and she thinks you're just wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And she brings a flower to the school every day, and we sing a little song to each other, that little "Good morning, dear flower, good morning to you," or something like
we'll
that.
See. That's all right. What's her name?
Mary Jones.
Mary Jones.
And rather fictitious, but that's really her name.
Mary Jones. Mm-hmm. Well, you do find somebody named Jones. We've got Ralph Smith here. He's
that's
real.
Right.
Oh, say, that's all right. You know, the brain is a wonderful organ. Starts working as soon as we wake up. Never stops till we go to school. Agree? Well, Helen Jane, we're going to hear more about your little nursery school because I think a lot of our listeners are interested. What are you going to sing, though, today?
The Balboa.
The Balboa, new dance.
Once Balboa, famed Balboa, found the great Pacific shore. But Balboa, old Balboa, wouldn't know it anymore. To be specific, his Pacific Ocean has a different and terrific motion. At a glance, he would fall for a dance we call the Balboa, the Balboa. It's the dance that has to pay. That Balboa, our Balboa, take 3 steps and then you kick. Keep on dancing and you discover that you're romancing your dancing lover. Shake a little bit, swing a little bit, break a little bit, wing a little bit, hop a little bit, toe a little bit, stop a little bit, go a little bit, oh, Balboa, Balboa.
Tell Jay now you'll be able to tell him all about Balboa, just who he was. Every Thursday, we present for you that great philosopher, that man who has traveled far and wide in search of his knowledge so that he may inform you about your problems of the heart, home, and health, and whatnot, your great and gorgeous friend, Elmer. Ah! Elmer, here's a letter from Miss Itsy Bitsy, she signs herself.
Oh, yeah. An old family friend.
Yeah. She says, I have been reading the magazine advertisements.
Pardon me. Undoubtedly, me broker calling. Hello? Oh, yes, Piedmont. You say I lost $4,500 this morning on Amalgamated Mousetrap? Eh? Well, purchase 3,456 shares of unencumbered curry comb, and we'll make that back by noon. What's that? Associated Spearheads dropped a point, eh? Well, purchase 400 shares of Knight's-bound needles. We're bound to pick up a few points there. Jingle bells to you, too, Piedmont. Now, what was that letter again? You'll have to pardon me. I'm a very busy man.
Yes, Miss Itsy Bitsy.
Oh, yes, an old family friend.
You said that before.
I'll say it again. It's in the script.
Okay. She says, I've been reading the ad. Elmer, dear Elmer, do you believe that perfume used properly gives a girl a feeling of security?
Certainly. Without perfume, you'd be at a distinct advantage. In other words, where there's no sense, there's no feeling.
Oh, my. Elmer used his nerve. Speaking of crazy things, one of our listeners dabbles in Pennsylvania real estate. He was telling me about it. Walter, get a load of this. You're a real estate man. Well, this fellow there has a bunch of cabins way up on the side of a mountain, which he leases to tenants. Of course, people complain to the rent on the cabins. They said they seem sky high, but He assured them that mountain rents were quite common these days, and he managed to lease every cabin except one, way up on top of the mountain. The last one he has left, which isn't rented. Or as he put it, last but not least.
Yeah. You know, by the way, Don, yeah. You remember the other day when you were talking about the man who tried to climb Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world?
Oh, yeah.
And you said that thirst was the biggest problem.
That's right.
Well, you set me to thinking.
Well, I did something there, didn't I, Bob? Don't tell me you're thirsting to be a mountain climber.
Not in your life, Don. But we don't have to be mountain climbers to need refreshment. Everybody in homes and offices and workshops and at play needs refreshment every day, every season of the year. It really is true that thirst knows no season.
That's very good, Bob. First, I thought you were going to invite me to do some mountain climbing with you. I'd made up my mind to decline. But since I see that you're really driving at something here, why, I'll gladly accept your invitation, Bob. I'll join you in the pause that refreshes with an ice-cold Coca-Cola as soon as the show is over.
I'll do better than spend a nickel for an ice-cold Coca-Cola for you. I'll buy a 6-bottle carton, which you can take home to Mrs. McNeil with my compliments.
Well, many thanks in advance, Bob. I really didn't expect this. That's swell. I don't want to be hoggish about this thing, though. I'm going to share it with Clark Dennis. And the beautiful lady in blue, the latter a song title only.
A beautiful lady in blue. We met just like two shadows do. Not one word was said. She kissed me and fled, and our little romance was through. A beautiful lady in blue, she thought I was someone she knew. Her lips so divine were not meant for mine. The night seemed to laugh at us too. How did I know she was lovely? Unless my heart told me so. The beautiful lady in blue, and strange as it may sound to you, a lifetime was spent in one little moment with a beautiful lady in blue.
Nice going, very nice going, Clark. You know, we have opposites and extremes in this orchestra of ours among the members. For example, take Eddie Ballantyne, our mathematics wizard. Eddie is wide awake, too wide awake all the time. He's always thinking up different things, you know. Mathematical wizard. He'll call up on the phone, and instead of saying, I want Hollycourt 8808 or something, he'll slyly say, operator, give me 11 times 32 minus 6 divided by 5, add to it twice the original number, and make it snappy. One of those guys. Then we have guys like Kendall in the saxophone section, the forgotten man, Kendall, who's always shadowboxing with himself, always running around shadowboxing, you know. He's a good shadowboxer. I bet he'd have quite a time with Carl Fossauer's shadow, though. Boy, he'd really have something there. Then in the back row, we have Carol Martin, or Please Go Away and Let Me Sleep Martin, as we call him, who's just the opposite of Eddie Ballantyne. Carol always looks as though he's expecting a surprise. You know, open your mouth and close your eyes. But he's ready today, and he's going to surprise us with one of those grand trombone smears. Lassus trombone. Trombone smears for you. And now, as a contrast, it's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with one fleeting hour. Hour. Yes, time passes all too quickly, doesn't it? So, let's remember not to spend too much time being critical. On the other hand, if with pleasure you are viewing any work a man is doing, if you like him or you love him, tell him now. Don't withhold your approbation till the parson makes oration as he lies with snowy lilies o'er his brow. For no matter how you shout it, he won't really care about it. He won't know how many teardrops you've shed. And if you think some praise is due him, why, now's the time to slip it to him, for he cannot read his tombstone when he's dead. More than fame and more than money is the comment kind and sunny and the hearty warm approval of a friend. For it gives to life a savor, and it makes you stronger, braver, and it gives you heart and spirit to the end. If he earns your praise, bestow it. If you like him, let him know it. Let the word of true encouragement be said. Do not wait till life is over, and he's underneath the clover, for he cannot read his tombstone when he's dead. Helen Jane Belke, our new teacher at the nursery school, is standing up here looking very unteacherish, if I may, Helen Jane, about to do your next number. I am very much interested in that because I was very much interested in my college career. So were a few other people. I mean, after I'd been there a few years, they began to wonder. But they tell me now that college courses are designed to promote a more harmonious home life. And they also...
Right.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They also include lectures on how to feed the baby in college now. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a few on how to feed the baby's papa would help quite a bit, too, in some cases, don't you think?
Oh, I took a course in that.
What, how to feed the baby's papa?
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Well, say, that brings us to the subject of recipes again, huh?
That's right.
Can you
I've got a lot of swell new ones, too.
Have you? Mm-hmm. Well, can you take time out from discussing the nursery school someday to work us up a few recipes?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well. All right. What are you going to sing, Ellen Jane?
Picture Me Without You.
That's from Dimples, isn't it?
That's right.
Nothing to do with colleges, is it?
No.
Or baby?
No.
Picture Me Without You.
Just
Just picture me without you, and you without me. Just close your eyes and you'll see how lonesome we'd be. Skies would fall, stars would all tumble. Life would be out of tune, dreams would soon crumble. There'd be no me without you, no you without me, and nobody else could be as happy as we, smiling through, always together. I can't picture me without you.
Last Call for Refreshment by Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshmenteers. There's a new day coming. And so the Refreshment Club leaves you for today. Tomorrow we bring you another session of Songs and Fun with Clark Dennis, Helen Jane Belkey, Walter Blaufuss, and the Refreshment Club Orchestra, Bill Krenz and the Cadets. This is Don McNeil saying so long. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.